This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Chinese balloon drifting high above the U.S. and first revealed over the state of Montana has created a buzz down below among residents and raised a chorus of alarms from elected officials. That high-altitude balloon roiled diplomatic tensions as it continued to move over the central U.S. Friday. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken abruptly canceled an upcoming trip to China.
China's decision to fly a surveillance balloon over the continental United States is both unacceptable and irresponsible. That's what this is about. It's a violation of our sovereignty. It's a violation of international law.
Montana is home to Malmstrom Air Force Base and dozens of nuclear missile silos, causing doubt over Beijing's claim that it was a weather balloon gone off course. The group of seven rich nations, the European Union and Australia, have set price caps for Russian diesel and other refined petroleum products to keep markets supplied while limiting Moscow's revenues when an EU embargo kicks in. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The EU measure, which takes effect on February 5th, follows an earlier EU embargo on Russian seaborne crude, for which the bloc, the G7, and Australia set a crude price cap at $60 per barrel starting Sunday. The coalition aims to punish Russia over its invasion of Ukraine almost a year ago by depriving it of revenue from its oil exports while averting a surge in prices that could occur if Russian oil stopped flowing to global markets. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro spoke to hundreds of supporters at a property owned by former U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday and did not discourage them from claiming he lost his election due to fraud. He's never explicitly made that claim. He is now under federal investigation for possibly inciting the attack. This is VOA News. A new report finds that Navy ships face growing maintenance delays and higher costs. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A report from the Government Accountability Office says Navy ships are getting fewer steaming hours because of growing maintenance delays and costs. The trend comes at a time when the U.S. is struggling to keep pace with China's growing fleet. Operating and support costs grew by about $2.5 billion across 10 ship classes, while the number of propulsion hours in which ships were operating on training dipped below a 10-year period that ended in 2021. During the period, the Navy saw increased maintenance delays, breakdowns, and cannibalization of parts, moving them from one ship to keep another one going. I'm Norman Hall.
Officials say that a sixth Memphis officer was fired on Friday after an internal police investigation showed he violated multiple department policies in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols. That includes rules surrounding the deployment of a stun gun. Preston Hemphill had previously been suspended as he was investigated for his role in the January 7th attack of Nichols, who died 3 days after the beating. Five Memphis police officers have already been fired, charged with second-degree murder in his death. Hemphill was the third officer at a traffic stop that preceded the violent arrest, but was not where Nichols was beaten. The U.S. state of California will not be requiring school children to get the coronavirus vaccine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas tells us why.
In 2021, Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state would add the COVID-19 shot to its list of mandated vaccinations for children to attend school. Since then, however, nearly all pandemic restrictions have been lifted, and the state's coronavirus emergency declaration officially ends at the end of this month. While that does not have an impact on the California Department of Public Health, the department says it's not currently exploring emergency rulemaking to add COVID-19 to the list of required school vaccinations, though it adds it does still strongly recommend COVID-19 immunization for students and staff. I'm Ben Thomas.
A jury has decided Elon Musk did not defraud investors with tweets in 2018. The verdict by the nine jurors was reached after less than 2 hours of deliberation following a three-week trial. The trial pitted Tesla investors represented in a class-action lawsuit against Musk, who was CEO of both the electric automaker and the Twitter service he bought for $44 billion a few months ago. Ukraine is stepping up efforts to lobby international sports leaders against Russian participation in next year's Paris Olympics. A meeting of the Ukrainian Olympic Committee did not commit to a boycott, but has had renewed a threat to do so if Russia and Belarus are allowed to compete. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.